This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jordan Maddox. Paying it forward is a popular phrase, and right now we'll sit down and visit with two SIU Salukis who are working hard to pay it forward. One is currently involved in the administrative arm of the athletics department, and the other, a former Saluki runner who spent her formative years in a small village in Africa. She begins this edition of WSIU In Focus.
I'm Marian Apiakubi, former Saluki athlete and present speech pathologist at Brem Preparatory School.
And here is Apiakubi's mentor and very good friend.
Hi, I'm Kathy Jones, Senior Associate Athletic Director here at SIU.
These Salukis have been working together for a while on a project which culminates this Saturday at the first annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays. And unlike a 400-meter relay or 100-meter dash, which are over in literally seconds, the planning for this family event is more like a marathon. Here is Kathy Jones.
Well, we started on this project about a year ago, so it's been pretty nonstop since then. Marian came to me with this idea and said, you know, I'd really like to do this fun and fitness event, and would you help me make it happen? And of course, I said yes. The first organization that we'll be funding is the Carbondale I Can Read Literacy Program. Marian's idea really was to make this a partnership between the local area and her home village in Ghana. And so that's the other charity that we'll be giving funds to, the village of Obo Kwau in Ghana, western Ghana. And so we feel like these two organizations benefit children. And what we're looking for is health and literacy initiatives. Sure. So that's the main idea.
Two community partners are also involved.
Thanks to Kathy, SIH is one of our major sponsors, along with Saluki Athletics, of course. And the Park District is essentially our fiscal agent. And they've also loaned us help from Aaron Dixon, who's been working really hard to help us with registration and publicity and such. So the idea was born from another event that Anthony McSanick, who is a family doctor from Benton, he put together an event in 2013 and 2014 called the Kids Fun and Fitness Day. And it was a free event for local and area children. I think the last year he had 350 children participate, and families too. So it was fantastic, and he gave me the honor of singing the national anthem there. And while I was afterwards, I stuck around, of course, and my daughter, who was three at the time, tried to run. And I remember it was just such a neat thing to see all the children, different colors, different ability levels, smiling, straining with all their might to get to the finish line. And they all came away with, you know, medals, and they were just beaming, and it was wonderful to see. And then we didn't see it again. And so I went to Kathy, who I call my fairy godmother, because she has looked out for me when I was on the team and kept in touch ever since. And I threw out the idea that maybe we can see if Dr. McSanick will let us help him or take it up and just add a twist of giving those of us old fogies who might still want to run but not have anywhere to run. And I'm not talking 5K, because we have lots of 5Ks around the area, but we don't have any track events for people who might want to run short and quick stuff. So Kathy, being the awesome person she is, was like, yes, let's do it. And that's where our story begins.
This Saturday's fundraiser will be held at the Lou Hartzog Track and Field Complex. You can compete in a 4x100-meter and 4x400-meter relay, several distance medley relays, plus 30, 60, 80, and 100-meter sprints for youngsters. And Jones says groups are encouraged to sign up.
And that's the critical piece, is that for those events that you mentioned, you enter as a team. So a team of four. It's a relay race where you pass a baton within a baton-passing area. But we also have dashes for little kids that we're going to run on the infield of the track. So the beauty of it all is that you can bring your family, have the little kids run the dashes on the turf, and hook up with your team members, either from a school, a church, just a group of friends, and run on the SIU track. So it gives you a great experience of being able to be in that setting with your whole family or with your church group or whoever you want to come with.
First, second, and third place finishers will receive awards, but it's more than that. Marina Pia Kubi says it's about making the world a better place through supporting literacy.
And it's just the notion of those of us here in America being able to reach out to our own in our communities who are not as privileged as well as people from the other side of the world who just want a chance, you know. And, you know, they say that, education and literacy is the one gift that no one can take away from you. And so it's much easier for us to try to help at that foundational level than to just, you know, send money or something like that. So we're just trying to give them something that they can hold on to.
For more information about this Saturday's Community Fun and Fitness Relay, see the web version of the story. I'm Jordan Maddox.